Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 Leadership Call on the 23rd of March, 2020 at 1630 UTC. And today we have attending Russ, Lauren, and Eric. Apologies from Denise. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. And Heather has joined as well. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Hi, hope everybody's safe. Hope everybody's family is safe. The first thing I think we have on the agenda is to listen to a proposal from Heather and Lauren about reorganizing the report to deal with the saying the same thing multiple times. So I think the proposal is to get the leadership buy-in, and if we agree, then to share it with the review team and talk about it on Wednesday. So let's see if you can get buy-in.
Okay, should I start?
Yes, please.
All right, this is Heather. So Lauren and I spent a couple hours with this on Friday. This is purely the outline. No recommendations were harmed in the making of this outline. What we did was we did away with the concept of work stream as such. And instead we have, of course, there's the what I'll call the front matter, exec summary, overview, et cetera. And then we go straight into key stability issues with ICANN. This is where the SSR1 related recommendations ended up largely under the C-suite position, actually pretty almost entirely under the C-suite position, because that was the focus of the key stability issues, that there needed to be someone
Heather,
in this role.
Yeah. Heather, can I stop you a second?
Of course.
Eric, I know you're dialed in, so I know you can't see the Zoom screen. Are you looking at the document link that was in Jennifer's email?
Not yet. I'll look for it right now.
Because I don't think that without
it's
seeing the...
I'm saying we're busy here right now, so I'll do the best I can to keep up. So I'll look for it right now.
Okay.
Today's first day of class.
All right. So it's in Jennifer's agenda email has a link to it.
Looking for it now. Proposed alternative outline.
There you go. All right. Sorry, Heather. I was just afraid we weren't all on the same page.
Not a problem. Okay. So we have the SSR1 recommendations as guidance for what we expect the C-suite role to do. That's the, you know, the TLDR for key stability issues within ICANN. Then we have the next section, high level section, which is abuse, contracts, and compliance. This was, well, we attempted to structure this as a logical flow of, you know, you start with abuse. Once you handle your recommendations around abuse, you have enough of a foundation to know what to do with access to data and analysis. Once you have the data and the definition of abuse, then you can work on your contracts and compliance. And as part of that, you can also consider your who is database and the privacy implications and service level agreements. Our final section in the main body is just concerns regarding the global DNS. And this split into emerging and future concerns, name collision, research briefings, DNS over HTTP. These are sort of the overarching concerns in the global DNS. And then more specific concerns regarding the root zone and registry, key rollover, root server, root zone change management, et cetera. One of the things we noticed in doing this was the apparent duplication, particularly in contracts and compliance in terms of language. I'm not saying that those things should be merged, but it would be very helpful if these are found, you know, fundamentally different things, if they're trying to get at different aspects, they need to be a little bit more clear as to what the differentiating factors are between recommendations 15, 16, 18, and 19, because at least upon reading the original text, it was actually hard to say, why are these two separate things? So that's sort of a sidebar and one of the things that this highlighted. Laura, am I missing anything?
This is Ryan. No, however, I think you presented it all. I'll just add my like 2 cents. Having looked at it and having dealt with it, I just feel that having this logical flow really helped. Before Heather and I worked on it, I had a look over the report again, and particularly the SSR1 space is just, we already linked to things we say later, and I think just going by topic areas also makes it much easier for the reader to go through things, and I think it allows us, in fact, to be more careful with kind of dealing with the recommendation text as well, because now it's really like, okay, this is about abuse and compliance here, you know, stop with your definitions, tick, 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 tick. So it really follows, and it's not this kind of, oh, okay, now they're talking about X and also Y and about why they talked like 10 pages ago. So I think it does help us, and I feel it will help us to kind of get the report in a much straighter presentation. So these are just my 2 cents, just to kind of underline what Heather said.
So this is Russ. I remember, I don't know, a year or two ago when we were just getting started in this, and we laid out the work streams, and we said to ourselves, just because this is how we are approaching doing the research does not mean this is how we will present the results of our research. And so I think what you've said here is this provides a more straightforward way to present the exact same recommendations.
Yes, exactly. And it might deal with the kind of redundancy / repetition problem as well, because if all the stuff relating to abuse is in the same space, for example, or everything about risk, business continuity is in the same space, it is also much clearer to people what's going on and where we're at and how this stuff belongs together. So we don't have to kind of constantly kind of talk about how these things relate, because they will be far more related in structure.
Eric, any reaction?
I think that the devil's in the details. So, you know, at a high level, I think, sort of my 2 cents are just, I know there's a lot of comments coming in flight. I think the more changes we make now, the harder it'll be to figure out how to address comments. But also, when we say things at a high level look the same, in the past, the details have shown that they're different. But, you know, that's also a high level comment saying don't make high level comments. So I recognize the irony in that statement. In general, I think, yeah, if there's repetition and redundancy, you know, normalizing it is definitely a good thing. It might be very difficult to muck this with comments we get back, but I think we already know that.
So I was thinking about that myself, and I was wondering if as we deal with the comments, we do them in the old structure, and then we move it into this structure after we have dealt with the public comment. Not that there won't be, at that point, there will be a significant amount of rewriting, I fear. And so then to take the chunks in the old format and do the revisions into the new format, I think we won't lose the substance and the context of the comment, and at that time we can gain the clarity in the new presentation.
This is Heather. That's exactly what I would recommend. I mean, I think letting people see this as here's sort of the goal, have it in mind as we're going through comments against the document that we don't want to restructure this and then try and find exactly. All right, where was that original text? Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. I get that.
Right. So I think that needs to be part of the sharing when we unfold this on Wednesday.
Well, this is Heather again. Would it be helpful to not share this yet?
Yeah, well.
I mean, we have it. We have an idea. We can tell folks we have an idea, but that we will share it with the team a little later on when we're closer to consider, when we see more of what we have and are considering the changes.
I think the point, though, is that this needs to have been shared by the time we do the writing assignments related to the public comments. So we're in the next short little while going to be seeing those.
Okay.
We should see those all by this time next week, actually. That was the original deadline was before our face-to-face, which was going to start on the 3rd, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is Lauren. My feeling is it makes sense to talk about this first. Maybe not edit right away, anything like that, but more along the lines of, if I'm rewriting, say, to give you a simple example, like my edit I made last week on, this SSR1 follow-up is actually redundant, right? Knowing that we might change the structure in a certain way would help the person writing to look at that and be like, this relates to that, so let's check it out and make sure it's still, there are no redundancies, it's not nothing. So, for example, the one last week, it was really possible to get rid of one recommendation, and I could even track, and I did in the document for everyone to see, kind of put comments on the side saying, look, this part is down there, this part is down there. So I think this would really help people to know what we're aiming for, if this is what everyone is comfortable with, so that the editing process then can kind of already focus on a final structure, so we don't have to do like another pass.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, I understand your reservation. I totally know you've said every time we do a merge, we lose detail. I don't see much merging going on here, though. I see shuffling the deck as opposed to throwing any cards away.
You mean 15, 16, 18, 19, or you mean overall with the outline?
Overall with the outline.
Yeah, I mean, that's less about the merging, although that's still, appreciate the act to my persistent comment. This just comes from, like, years of writing, and Heather's acknowledged it as well. It's like, now we've got two things to maintain state on. And it just sort of feels like if we did all the exact same work we're doing now after we got the public comments back and incorporated, it would certainly not be any more difficult then. But by doing it ahead of time, we run the risk that we're going to do a bunch of work now that we can't use, and it might just confuse us and make it harder to do our upcoming work. So I just think doing this heavy amount of editing and restructuring while people are commenting on the old structure is going to distract and confuse, and it's not going to be time we can recoup. But
so your proposal is wait till after the public comment text.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. But it's just I'm not hard and fast on it. I'll just make a note that I think that's what's happening.
I'm just thinking that when we actually get to the updates, if you have this new structure in your head, you would approach it differently. Because you'd know what context the structure is providing instead of writing it all down. That's my thought. So I think there's somewhere in between that I'm proposing.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think the output from this, Jennifer, is we will share this with the team just to get high level. Is this a direction we want to go? And highlight that we're not going to restructure the document until after the public comments are handled.
Thanks, Russ. So do Heather or Lauren want to send it via email as opposed to me so you can provide the context?
I'm happy to do that.
Right, but it will be on the agenda for Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I think the next topic we have is the public comment feedback. Eric, there's a link in the same email to a spreadsheet.
And while Eric's looking for that, I'm still in process of building that spreadsheet. Given how much other stuff came in, I didn't get to look at it this weekend like I had originally intended, but I will have it done by our call on Wednesday.
Well, so far we're at 64 comments is what you're saying. And there's more to be added.
Oh, there's, I'm only like in the first third of the SAC comments.
And there's more coming, is what I mean. Right, because we know, we got a note from ICANN staff that they will get comments to us as quick as they can, but they're probably not going to make it this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. GAC is also coming still, so, yeah.
NCSG is also coming.
Oh, okay.
NCSG is actually posted now over the weekend.
Oh. Luckily, we don't charge late fees, huh?
And is ALAC not sending something?
ALAC has sent it.
No, it's not in here yet. Okay.
Oh, that's weird. It should. It went out on Friday, as far as I know.
It's been posted. It's not.
That just means Heather didn't get to it yet.
Yeah. Okay. Right. No, because I would be surprised because I got the email that it's posted, so I assumed that was given.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. Jennifer, could you move the alt structure out of the TechWriter folder and into the general folder? I don't want to lose Lauren's comments on it.
Yep, I will do that.
Thanks.
Okay, so I think at this point we just share this spreadsheet and say that we will start making assignments not for Wednesday, but for a week from Wednesday.
This is Heather. Could we encourage people to, so I'm trying to get the actionable bits out of whatever comment the person made, as opposed to the full text of the comment. It would be very useful for people to actually read the full text in some cases. And I don't want them to forget they need to do that.
Heather, you sound very much like Naveed.
Well, I had started putting the full text in there and saying, wow, this is an unreadable mess. So,
no, what happened was when we were first looking at SSR1, people would read the recommendations and they would read the staff report on what was done to implement it. And Naveed would say, you have to read the findings to understand what they meant. So that it just sounded like a repeat.
I can channel her. It's all good.
Okay, but certainly that's going to end up having to be the case, that people at least are going to have to read portions of these documents. And I get why you don't want to put the whole document in every row. This is going to be a huge spreadsheet.
Yes, it is.
Do we know that IT is backing the spreadsheet up?
Well, I think we should make regular copies of it to make sure that, you know, if anything happens, right. Then we have a backup.
Because of what happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm glad we were able to get it back, but that was my concern. Because as we started having everybody on the review team making edits on different rows of this, it's going to get pretty important that we... My suspicion is people won't have copies of their... that would allow us to recreate it without redoing the work. That's all. Okay, so is this already in a place where we can share it as the second agenda item?
Yes.
Okay.
There is, in fact, a folder called Public Comment March 2020 in the SSR2 review team.
So as we make assignments for review team members to take on different ones, where in my spreadsheet that I'm looking at do I see where the assignment happens?
We can always add a column for that.
Great. I mean, we could strip the column before publication to the... Mm-hmm. But I want to know what Stucky, that's what I want to know, right?
There we have it, column G, assigned to.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Anything else about this spreadsheet? Okay, so I think the agenda is first we talk about the alternative outline, then we are going to talk about the comment spreadsheet, then we will go back to the comments that are in the document. Hopefully we can deal with a good number of those, even though we've been doing about 3 pages an hour. Hopefully the things will go better with people having those two things in their heads. Is there anything else we have to do on Wednesday?
I don't think so. We'll have a full call with this anyway.
Oh, that's for certain. We haven't not had one of those recently.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to be done. Like face-to-face planning seems too early. I mean, definitely going to be not an April probably not May, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Exactly. I assume there's no news about the face-to-face June ICANN meeting at this stage.
Yeah. Considering how things are looking, I expect cancellation or like move to online again. I can only speak about like being here up here. We're now on two weeks with the potential of extending it to four for like stay at home. So we'll see what's happening, but it definitely won't be soon.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. As Lauren said, there's no news at the moment with regards to the next ICANN meeting. I wondered if the review team, and I appreciate that's really hard to make any plans, even just for work online, but I wondered if it might be useful to have a discussion about the review team's timeline and any adjustments to it so that people can kind of plan for what to expect in the coming like 4 to 6 months, I guess. I don't know if that's something that the leadership wants to discuss, or you want to discuss with the whole team.
If we have to do this in calls like the other one, I can't imagine how many hours to add. I'm going to have to think on that one.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, you're right to raise it, but it really does scare me at the number of hours that we would end up being on the phone.
Yeah. Could we maybe put this on the agenda for next week's leadership call? I know I say this a lot with this Corona thing, but I'm just hoping every week that things get a bit clearer a week or two from now. And I think it's already clearer now than it was last week, in that we see that the delays and the issues will be taking longer, and that everything is locking down, and it will definitely take a while to recover.
I think that's a good idea. Let's put that on for a week from today, and we'll talk about it.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other business?
None here.
Nothing from me.
Eric, Heather, hearing silence.
Nothing from me.
Okay. Okay, then I think we're done. Everybody, stay safe.
Likewise, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. You too.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.